ta upada. Nesavladivo večno vreme neprimetno lomi one koji su ludo vezani za porodični život i uvek obuzeti mislima o njemu.
Rupert, I'm now happy. I have everything in order. My bank balance is quite enough. I can now give my children enough estate. I am now successful. The poor beggars and sannyasis depend on God, but they come to beg from me. Therefore, I am more than the Supreme God. These are some of the thoughts which engross the insanely attached householder, who is blind to the passing of eternal time. Our duration of life is measured, and no one is able to enhance it even by a second against the scheduled time ordained by the supreme will. Such valuable time, especially for the human being, should be cautiously spent, because even a second passed away imperceptibly cannot be replaced. Even in exchange for thousands of golden coins amassed by hard labor, every second of human life is meant for making an ultimate solution to the problems of life, repetition of birth and death, and revolving the cycle of 8,400,000 different species of life. The material body, which is subject to birth and death, diseases and old age, is the cause of all suffering of the living being. Otherwise, the living being is eternal. He is never born, nor does he ever die. Foolish persons forget this problem. They do not know at all how to solve the problems of life, but become engrossed in temporary family affairs, not knowing that eternal time is passing away imperceptibly, and that their measured duration of life is diminishing every second without any solution to the big problem, namely repetition of birth and death, disease and old age. This is called illusion. But such illusion cannot work on one who is awake in the devotional service of the Lord. Yudhisthira Maharaj and his brothers, the Pandavas, were all engaged in the service of the Lord Sri Krishna, and they had very little attraction for the illusory happiness of this material world. As we have discussed previously, Maharaj Yudhishthir was fixed in the service of the Lord Mukunda, the Lord who can award salvation, and therefore he had no attraction even for such comforts of life as are available in the kingdom of heaven, because even the happiness obtained on the planet Brahmaloka is also temporary and illusory. Because the living being is eternal, he can be happily only in the eternal abode of the kingdom of God, Paravyoma, from which no one returns to this region of repeated birth and death, disease and old age. Therefore, any comfort of life or any material happiness which does not warrant an eternal life is but illusion for the eternal living being. One who understands this factually is learned, and such a learned person can sacrifice any amount of material happiness to achieve the desired goal known as Brahma Sukham, or absolute happiness. Real transcendentalists are hungry for this happiness, and as a hungry man cannot be made happy by all comforts of life minus foodstuff, so the man hungry for eternal absolute happiness cannot be satisfied by any amount of material happiness. Therefore, the instruction described in this verse cannot be applied to Maharaj Yudhishthir or his brothers and mother. It was meant for persons like Dhritarashtra, for whom Vidura came especially to impart lessons.
Smisao Srila Prabhupada. Sada sam srećan, sve sam sredio, na računu imam dovoljno para, ostavit ću deci dovoljno imovine. Najzad sam uspešan. Jadni sanjasi i prosjaci zavise od Boga, ali dolaze da prose od mene. Prema tome veći sam od vrhovnog Boga. To su samo neki od misli koje obuzimaju ludo vezanog porodičnog čoveka koji ne vidi kako večno vreme protiče. Dužina našeg života je unapred utvrđena. Niko ne može da živi ni sekundu duže od onoga što mu je dodelila vrhovna volja. Treba da iskoristimo to dragoceno vreme, pogotovo ako imamo ljudsko telo, jer ako nam čak i jedna sekunda prođe neprimetno, Не можемо је вратити ни хиљадама златника нагомиланих тешким радом. Сваки тренутак људског живота служи за доношење конечног решења проблема живота, узастопног рађања и умирања, и кружења кроз 8 милиона 400 хиљада различитих врста живота. Материјално тело, које је подложно рођењу и смрти, болестима и старости, узрок је свих патњи живог бића. Живо биће је иначе вечно, никада се не рађа, niti umire. Nerazboriti ljudi zaboravljaju taj problem, a i kada bi ga imali na umu, ne bi znali kako da ga reše. Zaokupljaju se privremenim porodičnim poslovima, nesvesti da večno vreme neprimetno prolazi i da im se sa svakom sekundom smanjuje unapred određeno trajanje života, a da nisu našli rešenje za glavni problem ponavljanje rođenja i smrti, bolesti i starosti. To se zove iluzija. Ali, takva iluzija ne može da deluje na onoga koje je probuđen u predanom služenju gospoda. Maharadža Judištira i njegova braća Pandave služili su gospodu Šri Krišni i nisu bili privučeni iluzornom srećom materijalnog sveta. Kao što smo ranije govorili, Maharadža Judištira je postojano služio gospodu Mukundi, gospodu koji može da podari spasenje, i stoga nije bio privučen životnim udobnostima rajskog kraljevstva, znajući da je sreća u materijalnom svetu, čak i na Brahma Loki, privremena i iluzorna. Živo biće je večno i zato može da bude srećno samo u večnom Božjem carstvu ili paravijomi, iz kojeg se niko ne vraća u svet uzastopnog rađanja i umiranja, bolesti i starosti. Prema tome, iluzorna je sva materijalna sreća i udobnost koja živom biću ne obezbeđuje večan život. Večni život. Onaj ko to shvata, istinski je učen i žrtvuje svu materijalnu sreću zarad apsolutne sreće, Brahma Sukam. Pravi transcendentalisti su gladni te sreće. Kao što gladnog čoveka ne može da usreći ništa sem hrane, tako čoveka gladnog večne i apsolutne sreće ne može da zadovolji nikakva materijalna sreća. Stoga, pouka ove strofe nije namenjena Maharadži Judištiri ili njegovoj braći i majici, već osobom poput Dhritarashtre, kojeg je Vidura došao da pouči.
Omagyanati Miranda Syagananjana Shanakaya Chakshuramilitamina Tasmay Shri Gaurave Namaha Manchana Kalpatarubhya Shana Kripa Sindhubhya Iracha Haditanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhada Shri Vasadi Gaurava Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So before I start to speak, I would kindly ask all the Vaishnava and the Vaishnavis present to give me their benediction, their blessings, so I can express something useful for the assembled devotees.
Ja bih pre nego što krenem sa predavanjem zamolio sve okupljene vajšnave i sve okupljene vajšnavi da mi podare svoje blagoslove tako da mogu pravilno da se izrazim i nešto da kažem.
Thank you.
Hvala vam.
So, when I read this the translation and the purport by Srila Prabhupada of this verse,
kada sam čitao smisao i komentar Srila Prabhupada njegov prevod ovog stiha, ove strofe,
Immediately one story that I heard from a lecture from Gaur Govinda Maharaj came to my mind.
Odmah mi je um došla jedna priča koju sam čuo od Gaur Govinda Maharaja na lekciji.
Very simple story, but that, you know, he's underlining very, I think very neatly, very nicely this point that Srila Prabhupada wants to make.
To je veoma kratka jednostavna priča, ali mislim da jako dobro ilustruje poentu koju je Srila Prabhupada naglasio u ovom stihu.
So, there was a kingdom. And in this kingdom there was of course king that was ruling very nicely.
Bilo je jedno kraljevstvo i naravno u tom kraljevstvu je bio kralj koji je jako lepo vladao njime.
And because he was so liberal, he wanted that everybody was he had a price for all kind of persons.
On je jako lepo vladao tim kraljevstvom i želeo je da nagradi svaku osobu koja je živela u tom kraljevstvu.
So once he understood that he knew from his ministers that among his citizens there were some foolish, stupid persons.
I jednom od svojih ministara je čuo da među ljudima postoje neke osobe koje su priglupe.
So he gave good amount of golden coins to his prime minister and said, "Go and find the foolishest one, the most foolish of them all."
I onda je došao kod svog jednog ministra ili kod svojih ministara i onda im je rekao, sad idite kroz cijelo kraljevstvo i nađite onoga ko je najgluplji.
Give him or her this prize and don't come back until you find it.
I dajte mu ovu govinu zlatnika kao nagradu i ne vraćajte se dok to ne obavite.
So the prime minister was going around and was asking, "Are you the foolish?"
I onda taj glavni ministar, on je išao uokolo i pitao bi svakoga, da li si ti najbudalasti?
And everybody was answering, "I'm not the foolish. For sure there will be someone else more foolish than me."
I naravno svako je rekao, pa nisam baš ja najgluplji, ima sigurno neko je gluplji od mene.
So in this way he was asking practically everybody.
I na taj način je praktično svakoga u kraljevstvu propitao.
And nobody admitted that he was foolish.
I naravno niko nije priznao da je on najgluplji.
But this king was also very, you know, severe, and the prime minister was a little afraid because, you know, at the end of the day he didn't find anybody who was claiming himself foolish.
Znao da bude jako okrutan, jako strog, i ministar se malo već pribojavao, dolazi već kraj dana, a nije našao onoga ko je najgluplji.
So he went by the, there was a sacred river passing by the Ganges, and so there was a Babaji living by. So he went there and asked for advices.
I tu je proticala sveta reka Ganga, na čijoj obali je živio jedan mudrac, i onda je ministar prišao njemu i pitao ga za savjet.
Babaji Maharaj, please, dandavat, pranam, please, you know, I'm, you know, in trouble.
Babaji Maharaj, odajem ti svoje poštovanje, molim te pomozi, ja sam u nevolji.
Now, what's the problem, you know, if I can help you?
Okay, kakav problem imaš, kako ti mogu pomoći?
No, I have to give this prize to the most foolish person in the realm, you know, in the kingdom, but I cannot find anybody who claims themselves to be foolish, so I'm in trouble.
Pa evo, ja imam zadatak da naćem najgluplju osobu u kraljevstvu i da mu dam ovu nagradu, ali ne mogu naći nikoga i zato sam u nevolji.
And Babaji Maharaj said, "Oh, don't worry, you'll find it, I'm the foolish one."
I onda je Babaji Maharaj rekao, "Oh, nemoj da brineš, ja sam najgluplja osoba, evo tu sam."
And the prime minister said, "Are you sure?"
A glavni ministar je rekao, da li si siguran?
Yes, definitely. You know, I meditate on this for so long. I'm the most foolish person on earth,
da,
not on this realm.
Definitivno, sigurno. Ja sam meditirao jako dugo o tome i ja sam shvatio da sam najgluplja osoba ne samo u kraljevstvu, nego na celoj planeti.
So the prime minister very happy. Oh, this is the prize for you being so foolish.
I onda je glavni ministar rekao, o, pa dobro, onda ovo je nagrada za tebe, pošto si ti najgluplji.
And so Babaji Maharaj looked at the golden coin and said, "Okay, thank you." And he threw it away.
I onda je Babaji Maharaj rekao, okej, okay, hvala ti puno, pogledaj, i bacio iza sebe, ne marba.
So the prime minister said, "Oh, he is really foolish."
I onda je glavni ministar rekao, o, pa da, ovo je stvarno najgluplji.
I really find him.
So napokon sam ga našao.
So he went to the king very happily, you know.
I onda je došao do kralja jako sretan.
"Dear king, I found it."
Dragi moj kralju, našao sam ga.
And, well, who is he?
Pa ko je to?
Babaji Maharaj.
Babaji Maharaj.
Babaji Maharaj. Really, are you sure?
Babaji Maharaj, siguran si?
Yes, I gave him the golden coins and he threw it away.
Da, dao sam mu zlatne novčiće, on ih je samo bacio.
So the king said, "Oh, so he is the most foolish. Thank you very much." And he patted on the shoulder and everything was going nicely.
I onda kralj rekao, "Da, da, upravo si, on je najgluplji." Onda ga je potapšao po ramenu i sve što ide uz to.
So the time passed by.
Vreme je proticalo.
And it became the time for the king to leave his body.
I došlo je vrijeme da kralj napusti svoje tijelo.
And he was very ill, very diseased in the death bed.
Bio je jako bolestan, jako slab na tom samrtnom krevetu, samrtnoj postelji.
And he was weeping and crying and lamenting.
I jecao je i plakao i jadikovao.
And Babaji Maharaj came over.
I Babaji Maharaj je došao da ga posjeti.
Because all the citizens were passing by, so also Babaji Maharaj came and paid visit to the dying king.
Svi građani su došli da daju poštovanje svom umirućem kralju i tako uz njih došao je i Babaji Maharaj.
So Babaji Maharaj was saying, "Okay, king, how are you?"
I Babaji Maharaj je rekao, "O, dragi kralju, kako si?"
And the king was looking at him with a very, very sad eye and said, "I am dying."
I kralj je rekao, gledao ga sa tužnim očima i rekao je, "Ja umirem."
And Babaji Maharaj replied, "So what? You know, you're the king, you know. So you have a kingdom and you have so much wealth, you know. You are gaining wealth and wealth through many, many years. So what are you worrying about?
Ja moj baba živa kada čekao, pa čekaj malo, pa ti si kralj, imaš kralj, ja sam toliko puno bogatstva koje si sticao kroz jako puno godina, pa zašto bi ti brinuo o bilo čemu?
So baba, the king replied, well, but I'm dying.
Kralj je rekao, pa jeste to, ali umirem.
So Babaji Maharaj replied, but you know, with all this wealth, you know, you cannot do something for it, you know, just maybe bribe somebody, you know, and you know, do something.
Ali
you're so rich.
Onda mi Babaji Maharaj rekao, ali pa ti si tako bogat, zar ne bih mogao sa tim svojim bogatstvom da podmitiš nekoga nešto da uradiš?
And king replied, no, there is nothing I can do. I'm going to die.
I kralj je rekao, ne postoji ništa što bih mogao uraditi, ja sada umirem i to je kraj.
So Babaji Maharaj said, then you have to understand what foolishness is.
I onda je Babaji Maharaj rekao, a sada trebaš da shvatiš kakva je to budalastost ili glupost.
Because you know, now you understand that, but in order to understand that, you had to come to the deathbed.
Ili sad možeš da razumeš šta je to budalastost ili glupost. Da bi to ti shvatio, ti si morao da dođeš na samrtnu postelju.
And then he was addressing the president and said, an intelligent person think about of this moment every second of his life, because after every second that is passing by, one can die.
I onda se obratio svim ljudima koji su bili prisutni i rekao je, mudra, inteligentna osoba, ona je jako puno razmišlja kako provodi svaku sekundu svog života, zato što svake sekunde može umreti.
And no matter how rich he is or she is, when death come, he will leave everything behind.
I bez obzira koliko je on ili ona bogata, kad dođe smrt, morat će sve to da ostavi iza sebe.
And a person that doesn't think like this is called a foolish person.
I osoba koja ne razmišlja tako, ona se zove budalasta osoba.
So we, you know, this story is quite clear. We understand what is the point.
Ova priča je veoma jasna, razumemo u čemu je poenta.
And this also recalled me the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
I ovo je također podsjetilo na razgovor između Krishna i Arjuna na bojnom polju Kurukshetre.
You know, if somebody is, you know, reading the first chapter from a, you know, mundane point of view, Arjuna was acting very nicely.
I kada neko studira ili proučava prvo poglavlje Shrimad Bhagavad Gite, on kad pogleda šta Arjuna priča, on misli, pa da, on je veoma mudra osoba.
You know,
neko priča.
He put so many arguments, you know, with such a loving and great heart, you know, that, you know, every mundane people reading that will be very much with Arjuna.
Arjuna je stavio toliko puno ljudskih argumenta, to je uredno svoje srce i bilo koja svjetovna osoba kada to čita, bit će dirnuta njegovim argumentima.
But then Krishna replies, you know, you're foolish. Ali, and this is a little bit shocking.
Ali Krishna mu je odgovorio, Arjuna, ti si budalast i to je bilo šokantno.
What, this is one of the doors that can let you enter in something which is not ordinary.
I to su jedna od vrata kroz koja možete ući u nešto što je neobične prirode.
Because an envious person when reads something like this, at least this sentence, then he said, okay, there is something going wrong, you know. Here I have a very nice person who is concerned about his relatives, and then his best friend, he said, you know, you're a foolish, you know, you don't have to do that, you have to do something else.
I onda osoba koja je zavidna, kada ona dođe tu, kaže, pa kako to? Ova osoba je tako nešto, tako pažljiva prema svojoj rodbini, a ovaj njegov takozvani prijatelj mu kaže, ne, ti uradi nešto drugo.
But if one opens these doors, then goes to the second chapter.
Ali ako osoba otvori ta vrata i krene dalje, dolazi do drugog poglavlja.
And here Krishna is explaining the difference between the body and the soul.
I tu Krishna objašnjava razliku između duše i tela.
And then somebody will read says, now I understand why Krishna is saying like this.
I onda kada osoba to pročita, onda može reći, aha, sada ja shvatam zbog čega Krishna govori na takav način.
And actually, like probably, I mean, I'm sure you know, I'm a Sankirtan devotee, I'm doing Sankirtan, distributing Srila Prabhupada books as a service. And during this service, you are confronting with so many people, especially in Italy, especially Christians.
I kao i vi koji radite tu službu sankirtane, ja radim tu službu i naravno znate kada delite Šrila Prabhupadove knjige, neki put susretite se sa osobama koje nisu baš onako željene da prihvate sve su Krišne i u tada mi srećamo takve osobe koje su uglavnom Krišćani.
Of course some of them are interested, some are not, some are pious, some are, you know, just pretending to be Christians. There is a little variety. And some of them are learned scholars, so-called learned scholars.
I postoji jako velika raznolikost različitih osoba koje srećemo. Neki su pobožni, neki su bezbožni, neki su takozvano pobožni, neki su učeni, učenjaci.
I said so-called scholar, not because I'm thinking that to be superior or I think that our philosophy is superior to any other philosophy, but just because they miss the turning point, the most important point.
A zbog čega sam rekao takozvani učenjaci, ne zbog toga što smatram da je naše znanje uzvišenije ili da je naš proces uzvišenji, nego zbog toga što vidim da su promašili glavnu pointu, da mi je promaklo.
The misunderstanding, the common misunderstanding is that we are this body.
To uobičajeno nerazumevanje je, oni smatraju mi smo ovo telo.
And we have a soul.
I mi imamo dušu.
Or, you know, the soul and the body are the same or something like that.
Ili duša u telu ona je ista ili nešto tako slično.
I mean, the thing is not clear.
Ta stvar nije jasna.
And because they are identified with their body, then, you know, to explain the philosophy is quite difficult.
I zbog toga što se oni poistovećuju sa telom, objasniti im filozofiju, to je veoma težak zadatak.
If not impossible.
Čak i nemoguće.
Actually,
the
first point I make, if there is, you know, any chance to talk with some of them, is that, you know, we are souls and we have a body, not vice versa.
I prvu stvar koju ja kažem, ako dobijem šansu da pričam sa nekime, ja mu kažem, mi smo duša koja ima ovo telo, a ne da smo mi duša u telu.
But in spite
telo
of that, of this sentence, you know, they still cannot understand because the identification with the body is so strong.
Ali uprkos tome što im ja kažem, kad čuju tu rečenicu, još uvijek ne mogu shvatiti zbog toga što su jako puno identifikovani ili poistovećeni sa telom.
So actually the best thing to do is to give to them one of Srila Prabhupada's books.
Tako da najbolja stvar koju možemo uraditi, to je da im damo jednu od Srila Prabhupadovih knjiga.
Because due to false ego at the moment is very rare that somebody accept a defeat from somebody else.
Zbog lažnog ja, u tom samom trenutku je veoma teško za nekoga da prihvati da je poražen od strane nekoga drugoga.
But because you know the person that is in front of him is more or less like him, like I am still identified partially with this body, but I know that I'm not, and I'm trying, and I'm convinced of it, and I believe in this, and I have firm faith in this, and I have evidence of this.
I naravno, tu je jedna osoba koju prišljenim, recimo ja stanem pred njega, ja sam osoba koja isto još uvijek nije shvatio u potpunosti da nisam ovo tijelo. Možda ja sam delimično, ubeđen sam u to, imam veru u to i stojim tu pred njim.
But still some identification is there, as long as we are not pure devotees.
Ali još uvijek je tu neko poistovećivanje do nekog stepena, zato što još uvijek nismo čisti bhakti.
That's why Srila Prabhupada said, what are your 3 minutes lecture? No, but if you give them a book, then you have done something substantial for them.
Zbog toga je Šrila Prabhupada rekao, ako im date knjigu, onda ste uradili nešto što je od suštinske vrednosti za njih.
This is a famous sentence from Srila Prabhupada.
And actually, to je poznata rečenica koju rekao Šrila Prabhupada.
Because if they have the darshan, and reading Srila Prabhupada books is like to have his darshan, his personal darshan.
I zbog čega? Zato što oni kad dobiju Šrila Prabhupadove knjige, kad čitaju, onda imaju lični darshan sa Šrila Prabhupadom.
Then the pure devotee can pierce, you know, the core of the heart because he's in contact with directly with Paramatma, and you know, let the people understand, you know, this truth.
I snaga čistog bhakta je u tome da može da prodre u srce te osobe gde isto Paramatma i da mu pomogne da shvati to znanje.
That's why it's so important that, you know, these books are out there.
I zbog toga je jako važno da svoje knjige napolju među ljudima.
Actually, you know, we have to learn from examples.
Mi trebamo učiti od dobrih primjera.
And you know, our perfect example is Srila Prabhupada.
I naš savršeni primjer je Srila Prabhupada.
What did he do when he was in Vrindavan?
Kad je bio u Vrindavanu?
He was translating and printing with so many efforts and sacrifices Srimad Bhagavatam actually he translated Bhagavad Gita, but later on it was stolen, the manuscript. But he printed the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Šta je radio tamo Šila Prabhupad, prevodio je i štampao prvu prevodi Šrimad Bhagavatam.
And he is pure devotee.
I on je čisti bhakta.
But he had so much faith in Srimad Bhagavatam that when he finally got the print done, then he said, now I'm ready to go to the West.
I imao je toliko vere u Šrimad Bhagavatam da kada ga je štampao, rekao je, u redu, sada sam spreman da idem na zapad.
And this was his only wealth.
I to je bilo njegovo jedino bogatstvo.
Three cases of books.
Tri sanduka knjiga.
40 rupees, but they were useless. Nobody will change.
I još imao 40 rupija, ali potom su bile beskorisne, ko bi u Americi promenio rupije.
So he sold one copy on the way to the captain.
Tako da na putu je prodao već jedan ovaj primjerak kapitanu.
For, if I don't remember wrong, $20, something like that.
Ako se sećam, to je bilo koliko? 20 dolara.
And we know the story.
I znate ostatak priče.
You know, so, and, you know, this is actually what we can do really for the others and for ourselves.
I to je zapravo ono što zaista možemo uraditi za druge, a također i za nas.
Why for ourselves? We are here. We are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Zašto za nas same? Pa mi smo tu slušali Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because if we are giving this knowledge to others, then whatever we say to the other people, it will become very deep and rooted in our heart.
Zbog čega? Zato što kad idemo napolje i šta god kažemo ljudima, to će postati jako duboko ukorenjeno u našim srcima.
In the measure of what we are giving to others, we will receive.
U toj meri koliko dajemo drugima, toliko ćemo i primiti.
This is the same principle that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you know, according to one's surrender, I give him accordingly.
I to je isti princip koji je Krišna naglasio u Bhagavad Giti, kako bi se neko preda, tako ga nagrađujem.
So when we are giving Krishna conscious to other people by talking about Krishna, giving them prasadam,
i kada dajemo svesnost Krišna drugim ljudima, kada pričamo sa njima, dajemo im prasadam,
dressing the deities nicely so the people that come to the temple see, you know, how devotional and personal we are in the dealing with the Lord.
I bhakte koji tako lepo oblače božanstva, to je jako lepa služba, onda ljudi koji dođu, vide kako smo mi posvećeni Bogu, kako se puno devocije služimo u njegov lični oblik.
Sweeping the floor very nicely and take the dust out of everything and clean the tents and, you know, make a very comfortable environment for the people when they are coming and visit our temples,
kad metemo, our homes. Metemo pod, čistimo i pravimo tako puno lepih aranžmana da sve jako lepo izgleda, ljudi budu inspirisani kad dođu da vide ili hram ili naš dom u kome živimo.
Distributing books or, you know, some prasadam according to place and circumstances.
Delimo knjige ili prasadam u skladu sa mestom, vremenom i okolnostima.
Of course, Srila Prabhupada books.
Naravno, Srila Prabhupadove knjige.
Then, you know, all these actions will bring in our heart a deeper and deeper comprehension that we are not this body, but we are spirit souls.
I onda sve te aktivnosti će sve dublje i dublje u našem srcu da bude tu realizaciju i spoznanju da mi nismo ovo tijelo, već da smo duhovna duša.
I mean, Bhakti yoga is the yoga of love.
Bhakti yoga je yoga ljubavi.
Actually, literally, is yoga of devotion, but devotion means love.
Doslovno prevedeno, to je yoga devocije, ali devocija znači ljubav.
And the more we are doing any of these services that I mentioned, and there are so many others, with love and devotion, then the more we will get accordingly.
I što više se uključujemo u te službe koje sam nabrojao, a ima ih još, što se više uključujemo u njih, osjećamo kako jednostavno nam se uzvraća i kako naša devocija raste u skladu sa našim predavanjem. Koliko
and of course, you know, we are seeking for pleasure. We are eternal souls and we, you know, pleasure is part of our being.
Naravno, mi tragamo za zadovoljstvo, zato što zadovoljstvo, to je deo našeg bića.
But the highest platform is to give pleasure to Krishna.
Ali na našem nivou mi želimo da damo zadovoljstvo Krišni.
And how we know that Krishna is pleased?
A kako znamo da je Krišna zadovoljan?
By pleasing his devotees.
Tako što zadovoljimo njegove bhakte.
And if the devotees are pleased with our service, then we know that Krishna is happy.
A ako su bhakte zadovoljni sa našom službom, onda možemo zasigurno znati da je Krišna srećan.
And we have to understand that everybody is Krishna's servant.
Treba shvatiti da je svako Krišnin sluga.
So also in the dealings with the, not with the devotees, but with the people that are not yet aware to be devotees.
I tako da u našem opoženju sa baktama, i ne samo sa baktama, već sa ljudima koji još uvijek nisu to shvatili i probudili da su bakte,
then our dealing must be as nice, as personal as possible.
Naše opoženje sa svakim treba biti što je moguće finije i bolje.
Krishna is not happy if we are thinking they are karmis, they are meat eaters, they are this and they are that.
Krishna nije sretan ako mislimo oni su karmi, oni su mesojeci, oni su ovo i ono.
Because if we have this thought in our heart, then how can we be merciful towards them?
Jer ako imamo takve misli u svome srcu, kako možemo biti milostivi prema njima?
But if we are, you know, really want to share the happiness and love that Krishna consciousness gave us.
Ali ako zaista želimo da podelimo sa njima sreću i zadovoljstvo koje nam daje svjesnost Krišne,
then we have to address to them like, you know, servant of Krishna that are not still aware that they are.
Onda trebamo im prići i osloviti ih kao sluge Krišne koji još nisu toga svjesni.
And put as much love as we can in these dealings.
I staviti što je više ljubavi moguće u to ophođenje.
Sometimes, you know, there are incidents that they are not directly, I mean, everything is related with Krishna somehow or another, but sometimes it's not directly, you know, toward Krishna consciousness.
I ponekad se dešavaju neki incidenti koji nisu direktno povezani s Krishnom, naravno sve je povezano sa Krishnom, ali desu neki incidenti koji nisu direktno povezani sa svjesnošću Krishne.
But we have to be very careful and listen, because Krishna is giving us advices, and if it is not, then we can ask and he will reply, because he is a person.
I treba biti jako pažljivi, zato što je Krišna taj koji nam daje savete. I tu je ta osoba koja ćemo nešto pitati, koja će nam dati odgovor.
I just want to share you a story that happened to me last marathon.
I želim bih da podelim s vama jednu priču koja bi se desila, jedan događaj koji bi se desio zadnjeg maratona.
That just finished very, you know, few days ago. Because we have also a summer marathon.
One month, imaju cijelog mjeseca letni maraton, tokom mjeseca juna, i taj maraton se završio baš prije nekoliko dana.
I ran to a little house and there was a very, very, very old lady that was not speaking but just making very strange sounds from the window.
Otišao sam do jedne kuće i tamo je došla na prozor jedna stara gospođa koja nije mogla ni da priča, nego je samo brmljala, proizvodila neke glasove.
And I tried to communicate with her. There was some distance between the fence and the window, but she was just she was saying unarticulated words or sounds.
I probao sam da uspostavim neku komunikaciju sa njome, ali ja sam bio na razini, ja sam bio s ove strane ograde, ona je bila na prozoru. Probao sam nešto da je kažem, ali ona bi samo brmljala neke neartikulisane glasove.
So after, you know, maybe a couple of minutes, 3-4 minutes of this attempt for me to communicate, then I said, okay, I have to go away. No,
i nakon par minuta pokušaja da komuniciram s njom, vidio sam pa to mi ne uspeva i otišću odavde.
It's completely useless that I stay here and she cannot understand what I'm saying.
Potpuno
or who I am or whatever I want.
Da stojim ovde zato što ona ne može da razume ko sam ja, zbog čega sam tu, šta želim.
But actually she was calling for the daughter.
For the
daughter.
Aha, ali zapravo ona je dozivala svoju ćerku.
And after some time the daughter understood that this was mother that was calling her.
I nakon nekog vremena ćerka razumjela da je to njena majka koja je doziva.
She was also quite old, only 70 maybe.
I ta ćerka je također bila stara, imala negdje oko 70 godina već.
And so she asked me and I said, you know, I'm a monk, I'm distributing this book. I said, okay, come in. And she took the book and put it on the table and disappeared.
I ja sam rekao, ja sam monak, evo delim ove knjige. I ona je rekao, dobro, evo uđi, ona je ušla, ja sam ušao i stavio sam knjigu da stoji, ona je nestala.
So here he was with this old lady, but she was about 90 or 190, I don't know, she was so old.
I tu sam bio sa dvije stare gospođe, od kojih je jedna bila stara 100 godina ili 190, ne znam baš tačno, ali samo je tako zapomagala.
Anyway, I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this, you know. And
then, izobzira, she, sve sam natruo Hare Krishna.
And then the daughter came back and said, you know, I have a problem.
I onda je čerka došla i rekla mi, imamo problem.
And I thought, I don't have money.
I onda sam ja rekao, pa da, sigurno nemaju novca.
But that was not a problem. She said, no, this house has some very strange vibration, you know. I cannot sleep at night and, you know, I don't feel comfortable, you know. There is something that is pervading my house that, you know, is evil.
Ali u pitanju je bilo nešto sasvim drugo. Ona je rekla, ovdje postoji neki jako loš zauticaj zbog koga ne možemo da spavamo i sve je tako nekako čudna neka energija u kući.
So she said, don't you have any holy water to sprinkle and, you know, throw away the evil?
I ona je pitala, pa da li imaš da sam vam rekao svijetu vodu da mi poprskamo ovdje svuda i da oteramo to što je zlo?
I said, I don't have water, but I have a very powerful prayer.
I onda sam rekao, nemam vodu, ali imam veoma moćnu molitvu.
And I was chanting, Jai Nishimho, Shinishimho, Jai Jai Nrisimho, Ugram Gira Mahavishnu, Ujvalantam Sarvato Mukham, Shri Nrisimham Vijanam Badram, Mrityur Mrityur Namamyaham. And I was very concentrated and I chanted three times. You know, all the atmosphere like froze.
I bio sam jako, jako koncentrisan, tri puta sam izgovorio tu molitvu i atmosfera se zamrznula.
And then I said, now you can live peacefully in this house forever. Don't worry, you know, everything is gone.
I onda sam je rekao, sada, od sada možeš zauvek večno živjeti mirno u ovoj kući, nemoj se brinuti, sve loše je otišlo.
And she said, thank you, but we have another problem.
I onda je rekla, hvala ti, ali imam još jedan problem.
And she was, at this time, she was even more concerned.
I u to vrijeme, onako se još više zabrinutosti počela da priča.
She said, my son left home and, you know, whenever I try to call him, he calls me bad names and he's yelling at me and he doesn't want to come and visit me.
Moj sin me napustio, otišao je od kuće. I kad ga pozovem telefonom, on viče na mene, govori mi ružne reči, naziva pogrdnim imenima i ne želi da priča sa mnom.
And I'm suffering so much because of this. I know I really love him and I want to, this is my only son, you know, and he, you know, I don't have any, you know, I don't know what to do actually.
I ja jako puno ispaštam zbog toga što ga jako puno volim, to mi je jedini sin i zapravo ne znam što da radim.
So at that moment I was reflecting, thinking, what should I say to this lady to help her somehow?
I u tom trenutku sam razmišljao, pa kako bi, šta bih mogao reći da pomognem ovoj gospođi na neki način?
You know, I couldn't recall, you know, this instance to the philosophy because she was just, you know, in anxiety for her son. That's all.
I onda se razmišljao kako to da povežem s našom filozofijom. Ona je ono tuzi, tuguje to svojim sinom i to je sve.
And when somebody is suffering so much, is, you know, it's quite quite difficult for them to focus on some philosophical point.
I kada neko ispašta jako puno, za takvu osobu je jako teško da se koncentriše na neku filozofsku poentu.
So I ask Krishna, please help me to help this soul to relieve her from this, you know, from this suffering.
I ja sam zamolio Krišna, molim te pomozi mi da neko pomogne ovoj duši da se oslobodi svog ispaštanja.
Give me that intelligence to say to her something useful.
Molim te, podari mi inteligenciju da kaže nešto korisno.
And then I thought about, you know, bhakti yoga. What I'm trying to do.
I onda sam razmišljao o bhakti yogi, šta ja pokušavam da radim.
So I told her, why don't you call him by phone?
I onda sam je rekao, zašto ga ne pozoveš telefonom?
Because if you are doing an act out of love towards him, then love can make the miracle.
Jer ako učiniš jedan akt ljubavi ili čin ljubavi, ako mu pošalješ ljubav, ljubav može načiniti čuda.
And she said, no, every time I call him, he just said me bad names and then he, you know, closed the phone, you know, very badly, you know, I don't want to go through it anymore, but can you call him?
I onda she asked you?
Yeah.
I onda šta se desilo? Onda je ona rekla, ne, pa ja to ne mogu da radim, neću opet da doživim to da bi nazivali lošim pogrednim imenima i da bi zalupi slušalicu, ali da li bi mogao ti da ga pozoveš?
And I said, well, yeah, why not?
Ja sam rekao, pa okej, zašto ne?
So she was very excited and so she dialed the number and said, okay,
И она била јако узбуджена укуцала е број и дала ми слушалицу.
And from the other side, this number is occupied. If you want to, and so I passed the phone and said, "This is occupied." And I'm sorry, you know, I was eager to go out because it was half an hour I was there. And so anyway, I was, you know, compassion toward her, but I was in marathon, you know. So she was listening.
И ја сам овој позвал тај број и таа посебија глас кој рекол број кој треба да обирате ја заузет, позовите касније. И да сам рекол, па ја го заузет и дошли за пола сата, па може да го позовемо опет, а и време пролази, ја сам у маратону.
And she said, no, don't worry, there is a 5, we dial 5, and automatically this company is calling for 40 minutes this number that is occupied, and when it's free there is a special call from the phone, from special ringing. And so I said, okay, anyway, I have to wait. But as soon as I put the phone down, immediately this sound came. So I was waiting, and then his name was Roberto, and then, oh, Roberto, Hare Krishna, I'm a monk here. I'm passing by to your mother's house, and I have something to tell you.
И онда тако ја сам спустио слушалицу и она е рекла има да се куца само притисни број 5 и јако брзо ќе да овој се деси да купани она ќе излова 40 наредних минута да бира тај број и чим буде слободен звук ќе да се јави неки онда ќе ми да знамо да е достапен. И само сам спустио слушалицу, позвонио е тај звук, исчуо се тај звук и онда се јавио тај дечко и јас сам чуо да се он зове Роберто, мама е рекла, рекол сам здраво Роберто, Харе Кришна, јас сам Харе Кришна монах и оде сам у куќи твоје мајке, ту сам пролазио и тако.
And you know, I said very quickly, I'm an ambassador, you know, and just, you know, calling because, you know, your mother is, you know, feels a little pain because you're not calling her, and I'm just, you know, please don't blame me. We don't know each other, but you know, please, you know, talk to your mother. And I don't know what happened before between you and her, and but you know, she's really suffering because you are not calling her. You're not coming a visitor, so please come.
Ја сам му рекол, молите, немој се увредити, немој се наљутити, ја уопште не желим ништо да ти кажем специјално, само да кажем да твоја мајка јако пуно испашта и да јако пати због тога што је не зовеш, што је не посечуеш. Ја сварно не знам шта измеѓу вас, али молим те, ето.
And I try to put as much, you know, because love, the love of a mother for the child is the example for the soul. And the love of God, that what Srila Prabhupada said, this is the most near example that we can get.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da je to primjer koji najbliže i najslikovitije predstavlja tu ljubav koju duša ima, tu ljubav koju duša ima i razmenjuje sa Bogom. Rekao je da je najbliže nešto tome, to je odnos ljubavi majke i deteta.
So I try to you know, think myself to be the mother and talking with my son, so I try to put as much love as I could in my words.
И пробосам да себе ставим улогу мајке и како ја пришла со својим сином и пробосам у тај разговор да ставим што више љубави се могао.
This Roberto was really touched and he said, well, yes, now I cannot come because you know I have to go to some other city. Siena is quite far away from that place, and I'm staying there until Sunday, but Monday I will surely come.
И он е био дирнут, рекол, па мој град е тако далеко, па не могу стат доќи, али у понеделник ќе сигурно доќи.
And then he started crying.
И онда почнал да плаче.
And then he hung the phone.
И онда спустио слушалицу.
So I told the mother, you know, oh, he's coming Monday he's coming.
И тоа се рекол мајци, па ево, понеделник он ќе доќи.
And she said, really? He's coming.
И она рекла, заиста, он ќе доќи?
He didn't came since 10 years.
Ali nije dolazio 10 godina već.
Yeah, I said, you know, he assured me and also at the end he started crying.
Da, on mi je obećao, osigurao je da će doći i na kraju počeo čak da plače.
So this lady raised her hand and said, miracle, miracle! I onda je gospođa... Embrace me and kiss me and overwhelmed with ecstasy.
I onda je gospođa podigla svoje ruke i počela da viče, čudo, čudo se desilo. I onda me zagrlila, počela da me ljubi i preplavila me tim svojim zanosom.
And then when she finished their, you know, external manifestation of ecstasy, then I told her, I told you, love can make miracles. So please read these books whenever you know you feel like, and you will find a real treasure.
I onda je, kad su njeni simptomi zanosa malo stišali, onda sam je rekao, and then you told her?
Please read these books. And you will find a real treasure in them.
Aha, morate čitaj ove knjige i u njima ćeš naći pravo bogatstvo. I rekao je da ljubav može učiniti čuda.
So I think time is up, and if there is maybe one question or comment.
Koliko knjiga je uzela?
Tri. No, actually I had only introduction book, only there is a Higher Taste. And second, what was it? Path of Perfection, and Matchless Gift, and Laws of Nature that are combined together. Laws of Nature, Infallible Justice.
To su bile knjige koje gospođa uzela.
Thank you for the lecture. There is this statement from Srila Prabhupada, and you have mentioned this, that our 3 minutes preaching cannot do much, but if we give the book to the people, then they can make progress and they can understand. But on the other side, we could see in many examples, in most of the cases, that book alone is not enough, because you have also mentioned that it is very important for the people to see the living example and to associate with the devotees. So I heard also that you doing this, that you stay in contact with some of those people who whom you distribute books. So if you can say something about this.
Yeah. You can translate also.
Da, pa rekao je Prabhu na lekciji, Šila Prabhupada da je citirao, kada je rekao da ako propovedemo ljudima 3 minuta, to ne znači puno, ali ako im podelimo knjigu, onda stvarno mogu da ostvare napredak u svesnosti Krišne. Ali s druge strane, videli smo u puno slučajeva i u većini slučajeva da nije dovoljno samo ako se ljudima da knjiga, nego da je takođe potrebno da oni vidi i živi primer. I da se na neki način povežu da dođu u društvo Bhakta. Pa ja sam čuo da Prabhu kada dele knjige takođe pokušava nekad i da ostane u kontaktu s ljudima na kojima podeli knjige, pa da kaže nešto o tome.
Yes, I'm doing a program as follow up program, and I'm like follow up means that you the people you find in Sankirtan that are more favorable in some, you know, some way to Krishna consciousness. Then I call them and bring them present from India, write to them at least once or twice a year, for especially for Christmas.
Da, također radim i taj prateći program. Znači, ljudi koji su više zainteresovani, koji su jako naklonjeni baktama i onda šta radim, po neki put i bar jednom godišnje pišem, pošaljem neku čestitku, donesem neki poklon iz Indije, odnesem prasadam.
Go and visit them.
Odlazim i posećujem ih.
Bringing them presents from India or
donosim im poklone iz Indije,
from other places.
Ili iz drugih mesta.
And calling them by phone.
Zovem ih telefonom.
And I every year, it was in January, but now it will be in probably April. I go and visit them personally. I make a tour of Italy. I stay away usually 1 or 2 weeks with my wife, and we go and visit most of them. Like I have around 200 names, and I visit around 120 of them regularly every year.
I onda jedan ili dve nedelje godišnje ja posvetim da zajedno sa svojom ženom putujem i da obiđem te ljude, tako da ih obiđem otprilike do 120, toliko uspevno.
But I'm enhancing once or more that books are doing everything, and I will tell you a story about that. I was keeping this story for Sankirtan meeting, but you forced me to say it now.
I puno puta sam se uverio da knjige stvarno rade svoj posao. I onda sam pričao koju sam htio da sačuvam za Sankirtan meeting, ali ste me naterali i izvukli ste iz mene da je kažem sada.
So one of my follow-uppers is one very old man. He's about 90 years old. He is a gyani. He is studying all religions since time immemorial. since his youth. He was really into it.
Imam jednog čovjeka s kojim radim taj prateći program i njega obilazim, on ima skoro 90 godina i od pamtiveka proučava razne vrste knjiga, on je stvarno učenjak ili gijani, tako da sam došao kod njega, on proučava sve vrste religija.
Very pleasant old man, you know, he is really eager to share realization and to understand, and he put so many questions, you know, all the time I go and see him.
I druženje s njim je jako prijatno i onako pruža zadovoljstvo. Jedno uvijek ima jako puno pitanja, puno lijepih realizacija koje želi da podeli.
But he is missing the point that we are souls. He cannot understand this, actually. You know, I told him so many times, you know, you have to understand this, otherwise, you know, everything else is useless. You cannot understand anything else if you don't understand this.
Ali promakla mu je poenta da smo mi duhovne duše. I onda mu stalno naglašavam, sve dok ne shvatimo da smo duhovne duše, sve ostalo je beskorisno.
But he's a little bit.
Ali on je malo onako tvrdoglav.
But he's nice, you know.
Ali je fin.
So I keep in giving books and books and books and books. And now he has all of them.
I onda sam dao sve da ga filam sa knjigama, sve dok nije pokupovao sve što imam.
And he is reading. Not all of them, but most of them.
I on čita. Nije da čita baš sve, ali po neki put ih čita. Većinu ih je pročito.
And he has a nephew.
And ima jednog nečaka.
And he told me 2 years ago about his nephew.
I pred 2 godine mi je rekao to u svom bratancu, sestri.
He said to me, you know, my nephew Davide, he is really interested in Krishna consciousness, in your books.
Taj moj nečak David, on je stvarno zainteresovan za svjesnost Krišna i za te tvoje knjige.
And, you know, I heard this so many times. I said, okay, that's good for him, you know, just tell him to come and visit us on the Sunday feast, you know the address, etc.
I to sam čuo već jako puno puta, jedan sam mu rekao, ba, okay, nema problema, imaš tu adresu, vidi, samo ga pošalji, nek dođe kod nas na nedeljni program.
And this went on for a year, and then he started calling me, you know, every week. I'm Julio, how are you? Hare Krishna, and, you know, Davide wants to meet you. This nephew.
I onda je me tako zvao jedno vrijeme svake nedjelje tokom godinu dana i onda je rekao, kako si, šta radiš? I evo sada moj nečak David želi da se sretne sa tobom.
So at one point I was, you know, really thinking, well, maybe this is Krishna that wants me to meet him, it's not just Julio, this
I onda sam razmišljao, pa možda je stvarno Krishna taj koji želi da se sretnem sa tim dečkom.
And so I made an appointment and it was kind of difficult this year because my schedule was very tight.
I onda sam dogovorio sastanak sa njime, jer to je bilo jako teško ove godine, zato što je moj raspored bio veoma, veoma gust i popunjen.
But never mind, I went there and there was this Davide, Hare Krishna, how are you? Nice to see you. And then we sat down and the grandfather started to put so many questions again. Oh, why this and why this?
I onda ipak našao sam na kraju vremena za njega, otišao sam, rekao što zdravo Davide, svi smo seli tamo. I onda je njegov deda počeo da priča toliko puno pitanja imao.
And then I started to, you know, explain the philosophy, you know, and start to reply to the questions. And Davide was nothing like this. And at one point he said, yeah, this is second chapter Bhagavad Gita, verse 12. And then he said the verse in Italian. Exactly, you know, translation perfect.
Da, i onda ja sam odgovarao dedi, objašnjavao sam našu filozofiju. I jedan trenutku Davide je onako, on je klimao glavu cijelo vrijeme. Jedan trenutku rekao da, to je Bhagavad, to je filozofija Bhagavad Gita, to je iz drugog poglavlja stih broj 12 i na italijanskom izgovorio stih od reči do reči.
And then said to you, oh, you are reading the books, they are very good, no, and yeah, continue like this, you know, this is a, you know, king of knowledge, and I start to, and he said, yeah, this is Bhagavad Gita 4:25. And he said the sentence.
And who said this is Bhagavad Gita?
Anyway, I do remember I said something from Bhagavad Gita and I didn't actually.
And he remembered also that.
Yeah, he remembered.
Da, jedno što se desilo dalje, ne samo da je znao stih broj 12, nego ja sam mu propovedao i dalje, on je klimao glavom i rekao je da, to je iz Bhagavad Gita stih, ovaj drugo poglavlje stih broj 15, to je od tamo.
So I start to feel a little uncomfortable.
I onda sam počeo da se osjećam malo neudobno.
Because then, like, he knows.
Jer better than on, me. Pa on zna bolje od mene.
And so I was, you know, saying the Sanskrit.
I onda sam ja počeo da pričam Sanskrit.
And then he asked, what is this?
I onda bih pita, a šta je to?
This is Bhagavad Gita such and such, and he said, oh, see this, and then he said the translation immediately.
Ja sam rekao, to je Bhagavad Gita taj taj stih, i onda on je odmah rekao prevod.
And he said, sorry, I don't know Sanskrit.
I onda je rekao, izvini, ali ja ne znam Sanskrit.
So then I became quite curious and said, you know, how many verses do you know?
I onda sam by heart. Počeo da razmišljam i onda sam ga upitao, pa čekaj, koliko ti stihova znaš na pamet?
And he said, well, I know all of them, but you know, I practice, so sometimes I forget and I have to practice and you know.
Pa stav se ti kažem, ja znam sve, ali ponekad ih zaboravim, pa moram da ih obnavljam onako i da se trudim.
So I said, you know, how did you learn it, you know? You are working, he's a teacher.
I da sam ga pitao, pa kako si ih naučio, jer on još ustoji radi, on je učitelj.
This is my hobby.
Pa to je moj hobby.
I know, I don't have a car, so I have to take the bus, and it's quite a long ride. So I pick one verse in the morning, and I meditate on it until the evening, and then I memorize it.
I ja, pošto nemam auto, autobusom putujem na posao, i onda to je jako duga onako relacija, i onda uzem jedan stih ujutro, zapišem ga, i onda meditiram na njega tako dan i uveče ga znam na pamet.
And he never met a devotee before. Just Srila Prabhupada books. Just
I nikada pre toga nije sreo bhakte, samo Srila Prabhupadove knjige.
Of course now he's eager. No, he wants to meet me and now he's coming to the Sunday feast and he's buying so many other books and you know, he's a monster, you know, in the good sense.
Ali sada je toliko željen da se druži sa bhaktama i dolazi na Sunday feast i mene zove, želi da se družimo i on je pravo čudovište, ali u pozitivnom smislu.
I mean, he's a nice looking guy, very educate, very polite and very learned and very intelligent and very humble. But still he's a monster.
I on jako lepo izgleda i uredan je, lepo se oblači, lepo priča, ima puno dobrih osobina, ali još uvijek je čudovište.
So just see what Srila Prabhupada can do. Samo, and this is just, you know, something that we are meant to know, but you know, what so many other things are going on that we don't know.
I pogledajte, to je samo jedna mala stvar, jedno čudo koje su napravili Šrila Prabhupadove knjige, ali to je jedna stvar koja je dozvoljena, da je, meni dozvoljena da ja znam, da sam je saznao, ali zamislite koliko ima još drugih stvari za koje uopšte ni ne znamo.
So both things must be there, you know. I'm inviting the people to the temple all the time. Third page, they are listening, you know, to all of them, to all the books I distribute, I take the time to tell them, please come and visit us to the temple. So, Sadhu Sangha must be there, but the most important thing for them is Srila Prabhupada books, definitely.
Oba te stvari zbog toga moraju biti tu. I Srila Prabhupada knjiga je dobar primjer ili druženje, ali ja svakome od njih naglasim, pokažem, odvojim vrijeme, svakome od njih kažem, tu je adresa, tu je naš hram, molim vas doći da nas obiđete, tako da su knjige veoma, veoma važne.
Just think of your own life, you know, samo how did you became devotees?
Samo razmislite o svom sobstvenom životu, kako ste postali bhakti.
I mean, you know, my personal experience by reading Srila Prabhupada books, we can make a chorus, you know. I'm sure that everybody's, maybe somebody had a little prasadam like I did. I had some association, but for example, in my case, my association was negative. I saw the devotee as, you know, I don't want to say it because I'm in the temple.
Kaže neka nudu bi pravu. U nekom slučaju knjige su načinile to da postane bhakta. On je viđao i bhakte, družio se s bhaktama, ali to je na njega ostavljao takav utisak da to uopšte ne bih hteo da kaže ovde u hramu.
Yeah, yeah. So, but when I read Srila Prabhupada books, then, you know, that was it.
Ali kad sam pročitao Srila Prabhupadove knjige, to je bilo to.
So, thank you very much for listening.
Hvala vam jako puno za pričanje.
Okay, last question, I take a very brief.
Zadnje
and then
pitanje.
Maharaj said to me that I have...
Mapati Krishna.
Yeah. Okay, you can translate in your language.
Pitao sam da li zna osobu koja njemu podijela prvu knjigu. Eto.
Yes, and she's a Mataji and she at the time was kind of a relative because, you know, her sister was my old girlfriend. Sorry. was a girl.
And I didn't catch who it was. It is. I just feel my sister of my
own. To je jedna Mataji, koja je sestra moje bivše devojke.
You know, I'm in the temple, I don't say lies.
U hramu ne govorim laži.
And yeah, she gave me these books that stayed on the shelf for maybe 5 years.
Ona mi je dala te knjige koje su stajale na polici nekih 5 godina.
I have a very bad opinion about Hare Krishnas.
Imao sam jako loše mišljenje o Hare Krishnama.
But I was curious because I saw that they had something that I didn't have.
Ali bio sam onako radostan jer sam vidio da oni imaju nešto što ja nemam.
Real happiness.
Pravu sreću.
So then, slowly, after many mangal sweets.
I onda nakon puno mangal sweets kolača.
That are partially melted my very hard heart.
To je delimično otopilo moje veoma tvrdo srce.
Then I start to read Srila Prabhupada books, and then at that moment everything was crystal clear.
I onda sam počeo da čitam Srila Prabhupadove knjige i u tom trenutku sve je postalo kristalno jasno.
For regulatory principle, offer my food 16 rounds. No doubt about it.
Četiri regulatorna principa, nudim svoju hranu, 16 krugova, nikakve sumnje nema oko toga.
Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sankirtan Yagya ki jai. Gran